Well, we're excited. It's the time of the year. Our scouts, and Scott has really organized them extremely well. You've gathered the information. You evaluated it. You've ranked everyone. We like the draft. We think we're in a great position. And now it's, you know, you're at the point where you feel like you've studied everything there is to study. You've talked with all the teams. And then we're ready. We have great flexibility. There's been a lot of talk about trading the pick. So we know there's great value in it. We like the players that are in the draft, both at our position, and if we decide to move down a little bit, there's a possibility of moving up as well. So it's a great position to be in. Yeah. I mean, you have a pretty good feel for it, but there's always outliers. You know, the last year, when you look back, and there's always a player that maybe jumps up a little bit, but you also study, that possibility, who you think has the capability or might be the person that does jump up, and then you have to be ready if that knocks somebody back. So you've gone through all those scenarios. You've played out every possibility. So you want to be ready for everything.
How much of the draft do you take in isolation, and how much do you put it in context, knowing there's free agency, knowing that you've got contracts that you may or may not have to offer to other people? Do you look at the draft just simply on the basis of what talent is available and go with that first step, or do you kind of put it into a hole?
Well, your scouts are studying all season long, and then you know that once the season ends, it's all about improvement. So then you prepare for the draft, you prepare for free agency, and you're also developing the players that you do have under contract. So you take it step by step, and you have to plan accordingly. The draft comes up quickly, and then there's free agency, so you want to make sure you're not neglecting the free agency part. And then you also have to take in the information from teams that are interested in your players, and does something make sense that you feel can improve your club? So you're playing out all those scenarios, and you know, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of planning, a lot of organizing, and then you want to make good decisions.
Scott, is taking a point guard and keeping a point guard a legitimate option?
I think the options are many, and when you get into a draft and you have a high pick, generally you take best player available. I think that holds true in most sports because you can miss on a great player that might be there. But we'll take whoever's the best fit for us. And you know, the you also are not looking at it as an isolated event as just the draft. This is one of the times during the year where you get a chance to improve your team. And so there's a lot of trade activity. There's a lot of conversation. So whether it's at the trade deadline, whether it's at the draft, or July 1st, everybody's looking at their roster. Everybody's looking at a way to improve the team. So if it's a point guard, if it's a center, whatever the position is, if we feel that that's going to make our team better, that's what we'll do. I think the excitement comes from the ability to improve the team. And that's why, you know, there is so much excitement around this period of time.
Tom,
well, I think we have a lot of needs, and so that would be one. The shot blocking center, someone that complements Carl, protects the rim. But we need shooting, we need toughness, we need wings. So we're looking at every possibility. We want to improve the depth of the club, so that all plays into it as well.
At this point, what are the possibilities that you
can
trade that pick for a veteran or better?
Well, Scott's done a great job all year. That's, you know, and you want to have conversation with teams, throughout the course of the season, the off season, this time of the year, things heat up pretty good. You're looking around, and as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of interest in our pick because of the depth of this draft this year. And you can tell usually by the calls that you're getting. So we want to keep an open mind If we feel that something can improve our team, we'll do that. And we're not stuck on, you know, is it a point guard, is it a center, is it a wing? We feel that we have the flexibility where we can. We have guys that can play multiple positions. When you look at a guy like Carl, you know, he can play two positions. And look at a guy like Wig, he plays three positions. So we have great flexibility. Yeah, you know, and again, I don't want to get stuck on is he a young guy, an old guy. We want good players. And so if it can improve the team, that's what we're looking for. I think, you know, and again, this is a process that you want to go through in terms of preparing for the draft. It's not, you know, you don't want to get stuck on, you know, oh, this is a big event, and you want to think about all the steps that you have to take along the way to make sure that you're prepared for it and have a strategy for it. So I think Scott and his staff have done a great job of preparing for all the possibilities that could come our way. And then to not lose sight of the guys that we do have here to continue with their development, this is a very important summer for us.
This, I think, has a chance to be a historic draft. You look at the top end of the draft, and I think there's a chance that there's going to be a lot of very good players. But it also runs deep into the late first round. So it's I think that's why there'll be a lot of activity, you know, at this draft, because I think teams see potential to, you know, to get a great player. So we'll evaluate that and then, you know, see where that fits as far as making the selection or trading the pick. In all likelihood, you know, the picks are so valuable this time of year that you end up, you know, wanting to keep the pick. But we're leaving all options open.
You spent two solid months breaking down film from your team and looking at all the details, I imagine. And you also had the playoffs and all the, you know, the various things that unfolded there. Has that two-month process altered your thinking in any way, shape, or form from the way you were regarding this team on the last day of the regular season?
Well, and again, you have to go through all of last season. And so when you start going through the games, you're trying to analyze the things you did well, things you didn't do well, and then try to formulate your plan. And obviously, you don't know who your team is at this particular point. But in order to make improvement, you want to study that to work with your players that you do have. So the more you go through it, the more information you gather, and you see the things that were done well, and you also see things that happened that caused you to break down. And so in studying some of the things in terms of building leads and not protecting them, that's been a big part of the summer. A lot of that, as I mentioned, it was part of learning, I think, the trial and error part. So I think the more times you have young players go through things, they learn from them. So I think there'll be improvement. And then, of course, adding the players that we'll add this summer. And again, when and we'll use Chris as an example. When a guy comes in and you draft somebody, you're not drafting them for 1 year. You're projecting what this guy can be over the course of time. So what will he look like in his second and third and fourth year? Will he continue to improve and get better? And I can say, like, Chris has been in every day since the season ended. He's done a terrific job this offseason. It's a lot different. The approach has been a lot different than last year. He has better knowledge of the league. You can see it. So those are all very positive signs.
Tom, how do you think the shadows of Jimmy Butler and Paul George are going to impact the draft night league-wise?
Well, we're not going to get into specific players, but that's this time of the year. You hear about a lot of trade rumors and things of that nature. And we're always looking to improve our club. So if we feel there's somebody we can add that can make us better and maybe, improve in certain areas, we'll take a look at it. But we said this all along. We like the young core of the team, but we're always looking to get better.
And players like that throw a curveball in teams' preparations, what they think is going to happen, and a deal with one of those players happens, it
Well, I think, you know, every season, if you look back, you'll see there's always opportunities, like when teams decide that maybe their window is closing and they're going to go in a different direction. So I think every team in the league is looking for those opportunities. And then maybe it fits your window. Maybe now it's your time, and you feel like adding that type of player will add a lot to your team. So you're always going to weigh those options. So I think you have to have a strategy for that. Who's looking to change direction in the league? You know, and sometimes there's teams that have had a pretty good run at it, but now it's time to go a different way. So if one of those players fits, you'll take a look at it. Yeah, I think both. I think, you know, and again, each time you get a call, you take the information in, you study it, you think about how it'll fit. But with that being said, you also look at where you are. Like when you look at how are you matching up with the teams that are in your conference, particularly the playoff teams, and then you see exactly where your needs are. You know, maybe it's not necessarily with your starting group, maybe it's with how do you solidify your bench. And then when you look at when those playoff teams make their substitutions, who are they bringing into the game and how are you matching up with those guys? So I think that all those things factor into it. And I think you want to develop a process for making those decisions, and that's what we've tried to do. We've studied a lot of players in the league. We've gathered information. I think we've built up a really good database of knowing these players that are in our league, and along with all the draft prospects, so you feel like you're prepared not only for the draft but free agency and then any trade possibilities. Does this make sense for us? Does it make us better? And how does it fit with the young core of our team? You don't want to add guys that may not fit that timeline. Yeah, no, there's always been dominant teams in the league, and the Warriors have done a great job. You have to give them a lot of credit, and it was built up over time. When you look back, it wasn't that long ago where they, you know, won 23 games, and it, step by step, and then they got to the position that they're in, and of course, that makes it attractive to other players. And then, you know what, when you add a guy, when you think about a team that, you know, won 73 games, and they add a guy like Durant, that's a tall task. But, you know, for us, it's not to get lost and to remember it's, you know, step by step, come in every day, work, improve, get better. And at the end of the day, there's one team that wins it. Everyone else is chasing them. And so, and that's what we have to strive to do. Well, that's, you know, I think it's a combination of both. I think you want, you have to have good veteran leadership, but we have a good young core. The one thing that we know is with the age of our young guys is that they will get better. And, you know, if you have guys that are in the mid-30s, you're just hoping they can maintain the level of play that they're at and they don't lose too much. We have young guys that can get a lot better, and they will as long as they continue to work the way they've been working. And then adding people into the mix that fit with those players, and I think it's appealing to other players. They see our young players. When you look at what they're doing at their age, I think it makes it attractive to other players.
Do you find that? Do you have a feel for free agents that become available, how they view the Timberwolves as an attractive potential situation, and you turn guys like Towns and Wiggins loose to help recruit them at some point in time?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way it is today is, these guys are all familiar with each other either through their agencies, and they're used to having relationships, whether it was, you know, the AAU stuff where they all travel and they're together. So there's prior relationships. But, you know, the players in this league are very aware. They watch and they see and they think about, you know, how they could fit in. And, of course, you know, contracts are important. So I think we're in a good position there. And then who are the players? Yeah, I think that's you know, after the contract, I think the next question is for a free agent is who do I want to play with and what's their capability and will they, you know, where are they and how do they play? And so I think that's what makes it attractive.
You mentioned Dunn before, and he's obviously evolving. Going forward, as you start to assemble the team, is he more of a floor general or a wing stopper in your view?
Well, I think both. I think, you know, and I actually just watched two games yesterday that he played very well in. And, you know, he's got really good vision. He's unselfish. His defense, as you know, has been terrific from day one. So I think he'll continue to grow and get better. And I like the way he's working this summer. And he doesn't have to say anything. I see it. You know, so if he continues to work that way, I know he'll continue to improve. Well, we can't talk about specific players, but as you know, shooting is one of our needs. So if there's a player out there that has that type of or a shooting skill, particularly a big guy, we feel that that could open up the floor, you know, and that creates space for everybody. But whether it's a big guy or a small guy, we need shooting and we need defense and we need toughness. I'm sorry? Yeah. And he just went home for a short break, but he's been in every day, and that's a critical piece for us. Prior to his injury, I thought that 4 or 5 weeks right after the All-Star break, I thought he was playing great basketball. And so we have to get him back to playing like that. I thought he fits great with our team. It's his shooting. He's bigger than you think. Rebounds well, moves the ball, makes quick decisions. He's a really good fit for us. Yeah, we're not going to get into specifics other than, you know, we did waive him, and we want to thank him for, you know, all that he did here. It's unfortunate and that his career was cut short because he's a terrific talent, terrific guy. He did everything he could to come back, and we got to the point where we just didn't see it happening. So we felt that that was the best thing to do. But we want to thank him for all that he did for the organization.